we've had a fantastic time. We had 31 contestants this time, and we had a little bit more participation from the Hill, which was fantastic. We had three different contestants from the Senate, and two of them have made it onto the finals. The rest are all executive agency folks. And
do you want to give us a smattering of agency names?
Oh my gosh. Census, Environmental Protection, Health and Human Services, the Smithsonian, Department of Defense.
That's a rip-roaring bunch.
Commerce, DHS, on and on. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it just goes to show you, you can find funny people in the most unlikely places.
Oh, they've been fantastic. And so we have, it started off with 31. We're down to six finalists. They are from Census, EPA, Federal Highways Administration, the U.S. Senate, and Smithsonian.
And do they tend to joke about federal government life and the work life that they face daily, or do they just go completely out of the government?
You know, they usually do a little bit. For the most part, they don't. They get 5 minutes, and they don't usually spend, you know, a whole 5 minutes on their job. Most people are doing kind of standard stuff you would find in a comedy club, much cleaner than you would normally find in a comedy club because that's one of the rules. But, you know, stuff about dating, getting married, having kids, and, you know, some stuff about, you know, being in a bureaucracy.
Being in a bureaucracy can be very funny.
Yes.
Now, is it different material every time they appear?
Well, so they appear in a first round and then the semifinals, and then some of the more experienced comics have more material, so they will do different material. But for the newbies, this year we've got a novice winner and an experienced winner. We've divided it up because I wanted to give some people who don't have years of doing comedy a chance. So for those folks, they tend to do the same material. But for the experienced folks, they tend to do different stuff.
And these people make this kind of an avocation, I imagine. This is not the first time they've appeared on a stage telling jokes, right?
No, some of them. Some of them have been doing it for years, but then we had a good crop of the six who are moving on. We've got three newbies.
Wow.
Two of which who've only been on stage probably twice before, and that was in the competition.
That's amazing. Wow. Because, I mean, you would think the jitters alone would stop you from performing well.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, I just give so much credit, and I try to get up there in front of the audience and say, you know what, whether you've been on stage 100 times or whether you've been on two, it's a hard thing to do, you know, and just support people. And they do great. I mean, I would say most of this competition has been people with very little experience. And then we had probably 10 out of the 31 who have a few years of experience.
We're talking this morning to Naomi Johnson, producer of the Funniest Fed competition. So they move on to the final phase of the competition, which is the semifinals, which is tonight, right?
It was last night.
And then the finals, which is Friday, October 23rd. Anything between the semifinals and the finals? Any other?
Nope, they just get to recuperate.
All right, so they're recuperating, and so the six will be judged down to one?
Yeah, well, actually, we're going to do two. Even though it's Funniest Fed, we're going to have Funniest Feds because of the fact that I wanted to have people with little experience to have a chance. So there's going to be one Funniest Fed experienced winner and one novice winner.
Okay, and so nothing for contractors, though. This is strictly for federal employees?
No contractors, no consultants, and no political appointees, no.
No political appointees. Well, they're federal employees.
Well, that's just the rule. We could always revisit it.
Okay. All right. Well, no pressure here.
Not
but
that I've had any apply, so I don't think there's too many people who would actually be interested.
Well, they don't dare at this point in the administration.
Know, yeah, exactly. I don't think that they would want to be making fun of anything going on in the administration.
I'm thinking not. That's my guess, too.
I'm thinking you're right. All right, so this is a very exciting event, and it'll take place on Friday, October 23rd. And the location, is it always the same location?
Yeah, it is Friday, October 23rd, 8 p.m., and at the Arlington Cinema Draft House.
Which is where all the other finals have been, right?
All the shows have been there.
Okay.
Yep. And Columbia Pike in Arlington. And we do encourage people to buy tickets online. We were just about sold out last night.
Wow.
So ArlingtonDraftHouse.com, we had, I don't know, 250 people or so last night.
And so part of the proceeds go to the Fisher House. Tell us about that.
Sure. Fisher House is an institution in Rockville, Maryland, who builds comfort homes, as they like to call them, on the grounds of military bases, veterans hospitals, medical establishments. that allows people to come visit wounded or ill soldiers free of charge, so their families can stay while they're recuperating and they don't have to pay to stay.
They do great work.
They sure do. In fact, speaking of comedy, Mort Walker, the creator of Beetle Bailey, is one of the big supporters of Fisher House.
Oh, I did not know that. That's fantastic.
And so 20% of your proceeds go to the Fisher House Foundation. Excuse me. And then also, if you could let us know the headliner that will be taking place on the final night for the competition.
Yes, we're very excited to have Mr. Will Durst. And he is he's a five-time
Emmy-nominated.
Yes, Emmy-nominated political comic. He's been around for years. Was recently at the DC Improv. He's come back. He's played for multiple presidents. He's played for the John F. Kennedy School of Government, the only comic to play there. Just brilliantly smart, hysterical guy, has offered to MC the show, and we're very thrilled to have him.
That's wonderful. Is he also one of the judges for the show?
No, he's just going to MC. We usually use one of the Fisher House folks will serve as one of the judges, and then I pair two other judges will be, one will be a comedy booker from the local area who used to own the Improv, and now he owns several other clubs. And then usually I have a very experienced DC comic serve as a third judge.